Do you ever feel self-conscious? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. In this world, we compare ourselves to others a lot. I would be lying if I didn't say that I've given a lot of my brain power to try to figure out what clothes to wear every day. I'd be lying if I didn't say that my Facebook is filled with people trying to motivate you to lose weight. I'd be lying if I didn't admit that whenever someone makes a negative comment about what I'm wearing, I take that pretty personally. Have you ever felt this way? Well, if so, join me for today's Devo, Wonderfully Made, by Lydia Lancey. When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you think? Maybe you like who you are, or maybe you're critical of yourself. Either way, God shows us the right way of seeing ourselves in His Word. In Psalm 139, verses 13 through 14, King David pondered how the Lord created us. He said, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." The Lord created you. When He made you, He thought of you and created you as a marvelous work. Isn't it amazing to think that you are wonderfully made? You're not just an okay work, but a marvelous work. And because God is everywhere, He was present even when you were still in your mother's womb, and He will continue to be present throughout the rest of your life. Not only did God create you, He longs to be with you. That's why Jesus, God in human flesh, died and rose again to make the way for you to be in close relationship with Him. Once you've put your trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He will never leave you nor forsake you. You can take comfort in the fact that this all-loving God is the same one who created you as a wonderful and beautiful being. The next time you look in the mirror and are tempted to criticize yourself, you can remember that the Lord lovingly formed every bit of you and created you a marvelous work. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by the Creator of all things, and you are the work of His hands. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Isn't it amazing to think that God made each of us as a marvelous work? Yet it's easy to forget this truth as we go about our daily lives. One way you could remind yourself is by writing down a verse about how God created you and sticking it on your mirror, your locker, or somewhere else that you'll see it often. Does one of today's verses resonate with you in particular? When you create something that you're proud of, how do you feel? How do you think God feels about making you? As you and I can read in Psalm 139, verse 14, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 1, 26 through 31, Psalm 139, verses 12 through 16, and Isaiah 64, verse 8, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you wish you could have a physical copy of Unlocked? Well, you can! Head over to unlocked.org and find out how you can subscribe and get a copy mailed to your door. Also, be sure to join Dylan for tomorrow's devotional about someone who lived 400 years ago. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.